MT Tango Mobile.
Say it ain't so, as Dave would say. 10-0-TR, we just left Aldi's and coming out of Walmart now and headed towards home.
Well, I just left the State Farm Agency over here in Duncan, and then I left the church, the Duncan United Methodist Church, where I picked up the clothing I have to take home. And now I'm headed to the Cracker Barrel for lunch. So how about that?
With a stick.
Do that. And I know it's getting to be lunchtime because I'm starting to get a headache, and that's usually a sign I need to get something to eat, so... guy with a pickup truck with a fifth wheel trailer behind him, one of these that you can haul cars on, and he's got two big old vans like those used to deliver the stuff from Amazon. So two nice looking vans on the back of that trailer there.
It's Prime Day. What are you going to buy me today for a Prime Day?
At first, what I'm going to buy me, of course, I had to order some ink for my printer this morning, which did not help, which was about $79 for one XL black and one each of the three colors, so, because my printer is saying, well, we're out of three of the four inks, so you are almost out, so you need to get us some more. So I guess I need to order them, and they'll be here tomorrow.
That one that Jerry recommended to us, I remember the name on it, but I don't either. It's got those tanks in it, though. Boy, that stuff lasts forever. Of course, we don't print probably near as much as you do.
Well, I'm considering replacing mine with one of those tank ones, but I gotta find one that the one I'm looking for is gonna cost me a nice little chunk of change. So it's not gonna be cheap because I need one with two different trays because I have to keep two different kinds of paper in there, one cardstock and one paper, and that way when I start printing, I can print what I need without having to go over there and take the paper out of a single tray, put the cardstock in, and then take the cardstock out, put the paper stock back in. And that way you don't have to remember to do it. You don't remember whether you did it the last time you printed something. So you're always sure you've got the proper paper and whatever you need in one drawer or the other. So anyway, but I'm going to be looking at that here in the next month here or so, something like that. Give them a chance to go down in price a little bit as they start pricing things for school.
Supposedly they have on Amazon, but you know better on prices than I do. But I'll tell you what, you can sit over there in the rocking chairs in front of the TV and tell how much ink's left in that printer. I want to say it's Hewlett-Packard, but it ain't. Geisen, it's stayed connected to the internet and never once has it dropped out, to my knowledge. And the ink just seemed like it just goes and goes and goes. They got pretty good sized tanks and they're very reasonably priced. I just can't think of the names of them right now. But I know what you mean, and you can drop $400+ on one like you're talking about.
Well, Tom, I'm here. I found a place in the shade, so I'm going to go in and get me some lunch, and I shall talk to you later. Have a good rest of the afternoon. Be safe the rest of the way home. N0TR, W2T73.
Well, see, we're down here by Joseph's at Rutherford Road in Wade Hampton waiting to turn where that big solar array is out there, some kind of solar business. Well, I'll tell you, those things ought to be generating today. I'm showing 87, but it seemed like it's hotter than that. Take care. Have a good day. And a good lunch. N0TR Cliff.